This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. This is the last day for Colorado voters to fix problems with their returned ballots in order to have them counted. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
The most common problem is people forgetting to sign their ballot envelopes or having signatures that don't match the ones on file. County clerks have sent notices to thousands of voters asking them to cure their ballots. They can do so with a smartphone. The process starts by texting the word Colorado to the number 28683. That's the number 2, then VOTE, vote. The window to fix ballots closes at midnight. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Senator Michael Bennett is worried that the delay in the transition will impact national security. The president refuses to provide Joe Biden with classified daily briefings. Bennett tells Colorado Matters it's an example of Trump's endangering the country by not acknowledging the president-elect.
I mean, these kind of semantics are not what the country needs. Joe Biden needs to have access to the intelligence. I tell you that, being a member of the Intelligence Committee, it's vital for him to have access to that intelligence.
You can hear Senator Bennett's full interview tomorrow on Colorado Matters. Xcel Energy plans to build 20,000 electric vehicle chargers statewide. The company wants to build them over the next 3 years at homes, apartments, businesses, and along highways. The Public Utilities Commission will decide on their plan in March. 44 in Denver and in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.